You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Now, welcome to episode 5 of Tell Me Law, a segment, our regular segment to demystify some of your legal challenges with lawyer Matthew Kalakoulakis. And we have a studio guest today, Daniel Dani. In this episode of Tell Me Law, we'll be talking about one topic that really close to everyone's heart, family law. Matthew and Daniel, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you very much, Bertrand, and thanks for having us here. If we could also just begin by giving our acknowledgement and respect to the traditional owners of the land in which we are sitting today, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and let's pay our respect to the elders past and present.
So family law affects us in a way or another, whether it's through those who unfortunately have to go through divorce, and even those with children, they might have their children wanting to be emancipated and be removed from parental guidance and things like that. There's so many items to unpack in this part of the legal system.
Most definitely, Bertrand, and we are very fortunate to have Daniel Dali here today as our special guest. Daniel is an excellent family lawyer. He's been working in the area for quite a few years now. He's acted in a number of trials before the family courts of Australia. I first met Daniel who was sharing an office. Daniel was working for another firm, and I had first started my own firm, AMK Law, and was sort of sharing the same floor. And I could see Daniel was an up-and-coming star as a lawyer, and now he's a partner at Aston Legal Group. So we're very lucky to have him with us today.
Yeah. Thank you for the kind words, Matt.
Yeah, just a quick disclaimer for our listeners, because some listeners made me believe that, oh, well, why do you have those two specialists? Are you trying to promote their legal practices? No, we're just giving you advice. It's up to you to go to the law firm of your choice, but we're giving you general advice if you ever get involved, well, have to deal with this side of the law. Well, Daniel, unpack to us some of the biggest challenges faced by Indigenous Australians in terms of family law.
Well, family law overall is it's a huge challenge for anybody who has to deal with family law, because it arises after separation, a breakdown of a relationship. It's very emotional. There are a lot of things to deal with, and it can be quite overwhelming. In addition to that, Indigenous Australians often have additional barriers to their access to family law and in dealing with family law. So, the legal system is tough on everyone, but particularly Indigenous Australians. It's difficult often because there aren't adequate resources. And when you're in remote or rural areas, it's hard to find or hard to access family law advice. It's hard to access dispute resolution services. And so then what often happens is parties or parents, they fall into one or two categories when they can't get access to the systems. So the first is that their family law issue is resolved without any legal assistance whatsoever. And this is a problem because people need to be aware of what they're entitled to, what generally occurs. You know, advice is always important and beneficial to whoever receives it. And especially when we're dealing with children, that guidance over what's in the best interest of children is, it's absolute paramount to these discussions. The other stream that parties fall into is that they do find access to the family law system without the proper legal support. And then what happens is, the parties are self-represented. They often will not be quite aware of what their entitlements are, how they are best to present their case. And then what happens is the matter is highly likely to proceed to a trial where parties are, subjected to further conflict. They've got to give evidence against each other. And it creates a situation that isn't able to carry through in the future. Now, you think if you've got, a 3-year-old and you've separated, you've got another you know, another 15 years of having to work with mum or dad. So there needs to be some thought as to how to maintain that relationship in the future. So when you're not accessing legal assistance, you're perhaps not dealing with it in the most effective and rational manner. So they're just kind of some of the overview of the problems faced.
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting when we look at the notion of family law within the Indigenous family context. Indigenous families are very different than mainstream families. It's very common for a number of, you know, people to be living together. You know, could have 10, 20, sometimes more people living together in one household. And that obviously creates a very different dynamic for, you know, what is otherwise looked at as being a family within our mainstream system. And so there's definitely a big overlap between what is, you know, the principles of family law that apply in mainstream and how do those principles apply into the Indigenous notion of family.
And that's a really good point that you raised, Matt, because the Family Law Act has been moulded to try to consider some of the additional, I guess, cultural differences with Indigenous Australians. So in particular, the Family Law Act, it sets out, you know, the factors that the court needs to consider when they're determining what's in the best interest of the children. How are we going to put in place parenting arrangements for the future? And what the court needs to consider is the lifestyle, the culture, and the tradition of the children and their parents, the child's right to enjoy their culture, what likely impact that culture will have on any proposed parenting orders, and probably most importantly, the child's right to enjoy his or her culture needs to include the child's right to have support to explore and develop that appreciation for their culture. So the family law legislation sets out what we need to consider. In practice, it's a completely different issue. You know, it's all well and good to have the theory there, but in practice, that's where we see some of the issues arise.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people discover family law and its intricacies when things go wrong. Because when people meet, you know, it's all nice. People fall in love and they just form a couple, and there you are. Very soon they have a child and property together. And then one day things go wrong, and all of a sudden you need to go to court to sort things out. And usually when courts get involved, then that's when things get worse than they could have been if people just sorted things out themselves.
And having to deal with the courts in these types of matters is, you know, it's terrible. It's a very stressful ordeal. And, you know, not to mention the financial burden of having to go to court, the further damage caused to the relationship. Court is never ideal. It's always the last resort. But in family law, quite often parties go down that path. And it's quite often their first interaction with the law whatsoever in their entire lives. So it's made all that more difficult with that lack of experience.
And there's definitely a number of challenges with our legal system. Sometimes it's kind of, you know, is a glass half empty or is the glass half full? And I think that definitely applies to our legal system, because most definitely there's a number of flaws with our system and an incredibly amount of suffering and injustice that, you know, that our people, that our Indigenous people in our country have experienced. I remember a conversation that I had a couple of years ago with Fran O'Brien, that was a recent guest on our show, and I was telling Fran at the time that I get quite disheartened with our legal system. Fran at the time said to me, "Matthew, she too can agree that there are a lot of inadequacies in our system, but it is the one that we have, and it is much better than what exists in other countries. So we, as legal professionals, have obligations, professional obligations, obligations to clients, obligations to the court, and hopefully we can enable justice to happen." That's with the glass half full spectacles on. If we take that approach, though, there's definitely still implications of the lack of access to justice and family law. Daniel, what are some of those?
I like the glass half full perspective. It's difficult to hold that perspective all the time, but it's a good one to have. And to further add to that, quite often I tell my clients, it's a long road, family law, and you've got to have the patience to stick it out. And eventually, justice, you'll reach that pinnacle, but it does take, you know, some perseverance. Yeah. So speaking about the implications that a lack of access to justice and family law might have is, we need to put ourselves into the minds of parties who have just separated, parents who have just separated. There's a huge emotional stress. They're often, you know, without any information, or the information they're getting is from, you know, other family members who become cheerleaders, and sometimes it's helpful, but it's not always helpful.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.